Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ralph Terry. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Ward moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubek. Horlan moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson misplays the ball. That's an error on Richardson. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Martin reaches second base with a double. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and has Martin trapped. There's the throw to Kubek, who tags Martin for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh throws the ball into Richardson, who tags Skowron, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Terry bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Horland, and towards Buford, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 2 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richardson moves to third. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Richardson scores. Mantle moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Yankees. Don Mossy now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McGraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford bunts in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson scores. Ward moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. Mantle moves to second. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mantle scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4. White Sox. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.